Sammy, fantastic to see you here. We caught up with you a few years ago, but you've had a few travels in your time, but you're part of the Clingo Lions and carving up out on the field, which is great to see.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful day today here at Gunnedah Rugby. We the losers today, but we've had an absolutely wonderful day and really enjoyed the environment that they put out.
Yeah. Well, it's all about competing as well, and everybody's just going to get better and better as you play. And it's great to see the Crendai's got a fantastic team. Great to see the Westpac agribusiness are out there supporting the girls as well, which is really important. And you're getting plenty of people out there to support you. You've had Darren Coleman and Andrew Blades earlier this year. You've got Batir coming up, which is fantastic to see as well. And that's just what we want to see more of.
The support that we've had over the season has been just tremendous on and off the field. Our sponsors have been absolutely wonderful. And then today we've had Ladies Day and Sponsors Day, which has created a great turnout for country rugby, really.
Yeah. Well, last time we chatted with you, you were teaching and you went up to the Northern Territory. Tell us a little bit about that.
That was absolutely wonderful. Really broadened my perspective on teaching and children, and I've come back here with a new perspective on how I teach as a young teacher, and it was a real eye-opener.
Where were you based and what were you up to in regards to the teaching? What sort of schools, or was it a little bit of a mixed bag of going around the place?
So they call me a roving release. I was flown out on Monday morning with my swag and a bit of food, and I'd camp out in the classroom from Monday to Friday, teach in small little communities up there that are pretty remote, and they'd fly me home to Catherine for weekends.
And also you're back on the farm. Tell us a little bit about the farm. Some tough times, of course, with the drought and the like, but you know, all hands to the pump and all that sort of thing, and how are things going there?
I really feel like I've walked into some really tough farming since being home. Mental health has raised its head since I've been home, for all genders, all ages, and especially in the rural communities. That's what makes this country rugby so important. If anything, it's just about the social aspect. You're talking about, like, to people that are in the same situation as you, and and getting active, being physical, and it's really a positive thing in our small communities.
Well, the great thing for you guys, of course, next Tuesday at Crendai Rugby Park, you're going to have the likes of Shannon Fraser, who's part of the New South Wales Waratahs, and also Alex Newsome come up at the club to be part of the Batir Day. Of course, you want to register for that, just go through the website there, batyr.com.au, and be part of it. Get talking to her, of course. Google search New South Wales Waratahs, get talking to her. And one of the great things about that is that everything's out on the table. And it's one of those things where anything is not off limits. And some would say, you've got to stay quiet. But at this time, it's important everybody gets together and supports each other.
Absolutely. The support that we've had from the hierarchy in rugby has been absolutely tremendous. We've had personal messages from the Waratah girls. And that showing the love is absolutely so, it's really rewarding and very supportive. This sport is one of a kind.
Yeah. Well, Sammy, it's great to see you out there carving up out on the field, and we wish you all the best for the rest of the season for the Crendai Lions. And again, Batir, you just go through the website there, batyr.com.au, be part of it in Crendai, be part of it in Tamworth, and also be part of it in Armidale.
Thank you so much.